I invite Rodney to come forward for the reading of our epistle and gospel lessons.
Today's epistle is from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and continuing 15 to 18. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may increase? By no means. How can he who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. What then? Should we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are the slaves of the one you obey, either sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? Our gospel lesson this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Verses 13 to 20. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Rather, they put it on a lampstand, so it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, just others to do them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The word of God for the people of God.
You may be seated. We're going to give the choir a few minutes to, moments to filter back into the sanctuary. So I will ask you a few questions. What is your favorite thing about summer? Yes. Oh, that is so sweet. Oh my gosh. Spending time with your sister and your family, and your sister's embarrassed now. That's beautiful. Who else would like to follow that? What's your favorite thing about summer? Picnics, yes. Oh, you like to spend time with your dad and your family? Yes. All right, a couple more. Yes, Jack? Longer days. So more sunlight. Yes, absolutely. Ice cream. Hello? Ice cream is not just for summer. Do you feel less guilty eating ice cream in the summer? Is that the deal? Oh, there you go. Fair enough. A few more. Vacation. Wonderful. Absolutely. No papers to grade. I'm surprised we haven't had Philip say, I don't have to get up early except on Sunday. Did he? I figured that would be. So for students and teachers, no papers to grade, don't have to get up quite as early. I'm surprised nobody said watermelon, you know, being in season, or cantaloupe, or things like that. Corn. You can tell where my mind goes, clearly.